When can a person serve in more than one role? And when can't they? Because there's a conflict. Thus the hat. I don't know how many of y'all have ever read the book, read it to your kids, to your grandkids, to others. Caps for Sale. It's a great book. It was written back in 1940. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the author's name, but it's a great book, and it made me think of caps for sale when I was working on these topics, and thus the cap also, because it's just like what our peddler had in Caps for Sale. So the first area I want to talk about, and again thank Chris Gilbert for the use of essentially what is his paper, deals with the situation where you have an attorney serving as a board member. We've got a couple of different hypotheticals we're going to run through here. The first one deals with Ms. DeLaw, a corporate attorney with Big, Bigger, and Biggest. She does some labor and employment law. She gets into a spat with the folks at the firm, decides to take a leave of absence and engage in some community service, run for the school board. Been there, done that, my own self, folks. She's a bit of a know-it-all. Once she's on the board, she is very free with her legal advice, both to the other board members, to the superintendent, and to the long downtrodden school attorney. First question, is her general discussions and her advice, assuming it's some sort of legal advice, to the other board members, to the superintendent, is it protected by the attorney-client privilege? And generally speaking, the answer to that is going to be no. Let's go through and talk about a couple of different issues why. First off, we all know she's a lawyer, so the potential for there to be an attorney-client privilege is there. And certainly we know that school boards and school board members can be, as it were, a client protected by the attorney-client privilege as far as the communications that are confidential. That's the first hook right there, folks, that are confidential.